while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner when shots rang out. Clocks winding down for lawmakers at the state capitol, and dozens protest in St. Paul against potential mining near the boundary waters. But first, administrators at Shakopee High School confirmed that one of the district's assistant track coaches was killed in a car crash yesterday afternoon in Edina.
32-year-old Ryan Eiler was driving his car north on Highway 169 when the vehicle somehow swerved into a cement median near Highway 62. Police say the crash happened around 12:40 p.m. Eiler died at a local hospital. Eiler became a health and physical education teacher at Shakopee in 2021 and last year joined the track program as a sprint team assistant coach. He was also a member of the Minnesota National Guard, according to school officials. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The mother of a 22-year-old man shot and killed last week in Edina will attend today's court hearing for the suspect in the crime. 22-year-old John Stroud died last Wednesday outside a transitional housing complex for young adults. Stroud's mother, Julie, talked with WCCO-TV.
I love my boy. I loved him dearly. I'm crushed. His sisters are crushed. His cousins are crushed. His nephews who grew up with him are just, they're devastated.
Julie Stroud lives in Texas. Elevon Quinnell Wren faces second-degree intentional murder charges. Three other suspects arrested in connection with the shooting were released for insufficient evidence. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington when shots rang out. Frey was not hurt and left the Washington Hilton Hotel not long after the shots rang out. In a statement, Frey said last night's shooting was new to many people at the dinner who have the power to change gun laws, and that should be a necessary wake-up call for them. Frey had been in New York City before taking the train to Washington for the event. He'd been invited to the dinner by the cable television outlet MSN Now. No one was hurt in the shooting and a suspect is in custody. A North Dakota lawmaker was among those killed when a small plane crashed yesterday near the Crystal Airport north of the Twin Cities Metro. State Representative Liz Conmee was in her first term representing North Dakota's 11th District. That district covers the central part of Fargo. North Dakota State Senator Tim Mathern talked with WCCO-TV.
She's a person with a zest for life. She was both a college professor and a farmer. We're going to miss her a lot.
Comney received her master's degree at the University of St. Thomas. Also killed in the crash was the pilot, Dr. Joseph Cass. He's a retired Mayo Clinic orthopedic surgeon. Officials are trying to find out why the plane crashed shortly after takeoff. In a statement, state party leader Sid Comney was a champion for public education, the environment, and transparency. The National Transportation Safety Board is on the ground here in Minnesota conducting its investigation. Minnesota Republican Party Chair Alex Plekish says he's brushing aside social media comments posted by U.S. Senate candidate Royce White. The former basketball player criticized Plekish for calling on White to suspend his campaign after a judge barred him from making contact with his ex-wife and son. Plekish was on the WCCO Morning News with Vanita Sakar.
You know, I said Royce White should step aside because the party and voters should not be put in the position of defending the indefensible.
The judge who granted the order found White liable for abuse. White says he's challenging the judge's order and called Plekish a fruitcake and a clown who should step down himself. The clock's winding down for lawmakers at the state capitol, with the 2026 legislative session scheduled to end in 3 weeks. Republican State Senator Mary Friesen told Blois Olson on the WCCO Sunday Take that passing a bonding bill is possible, but there's work to be done.
Leadership hasn't exactly decided on the price tag of that bonding bill yet. We still have to come up with debt service to pay for the bonding bill, and it's got to come out of savings. From what I've been told, the governor doesn't want to go backwards on the structural deficit, so we cannot touch any of the money on the bottom line.
Franzen says that means that if there is a bonding bill this season, the fund would have to come from cuts and savings. The legislative session is scheduled to end on May 18th. Dozens gathered at Lake Como in St. Paul to protest the lifting of a mining ban that'll affect what they feel is sensitive land in northern Minnesota. The U.S. Senate narrowly voted to lift the ban that had been in place for two decades over 200,000 acres of land near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Amanda Rowlandson was among those demonstrating yesterday.
We sing to bring that collective grief and that collective empowerment here to grow our masses and speak up for what we want and what we believe in.
Mining advocates say new regulations will boost U.S. production of important minerals, creating hundreds of new jobs in northern Minnesota. The Timberwolves and Wild head into Game 5 of their respective playoff series with much different scenarios.
The Wolves play in Denver tonight, and a win there advances the team to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Head coach Chris Finch says it'll be tough, though, after Dante DiVincenzo and Anthony Edwards were injured in Saturday's win.
We still got a lot of basketball to play yet. It's going to be really hard to get this next one. Given our circumstances and what they're going to be about.
The Minnesota Wild also won at home Saturday. That ties their series with Dallas at two wins apiece. The team faces off Tuesday night in Dallas, and they are guaranteed to return to St. Paul for Game 6 on Thursday night. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The NBA handing down fines yesterday after the end of the game's kerfuffle, $50,000 for Nikola Jokic, $35,000 for the Wolves' Julius Randle. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.